Welcome to Shallow Deep Dive, where we take a deepish dive into the shallow world of branding, advertising, and creative. I'm Joe Qualls. Today, we're not covering one of our projects, but instead, we're talking about websites in general. Well, more about the types of website projects. Let's get into it. The problem isn't DIY websites. One question I get asked surprisingly often is, when does it make sense to hire an agency instead of just building the website ourselves? People often expect me to give the obvious answer. They expect me to say, oh, you should always hire professionals, but I don't actually believe that. In fact, we're living through the best era for DIY websites. Templates are genuinely good, and AI is getting genuinely useful. You can launch something on a weekend that would have taken weeks just a few years ago. For a lot of businesses, that's exactly the right decision. If you're starting out, validating an idea, launching an event website, a landing page, an internal project, or just something that needs to exist, build it yourself. Seriously, don't spend $20,000 proving an idea that might not survive 6 months. There's absolutely nothing wrong with DIY. The interesting question is, when does DIY stop being the right tool? And I don't think the answer has anything to do with how big your business is. It has everything to do with the role your website starts playing. At first, your website is a marketing asset. Later, it becomes part of the business. That's a really important shift, because once your website becomes part of the business, it's no longer just somewhere you publish content. It's connected to your CRM, marketing, SEO, accessibility obligations, governance, analytics, campaign landing pages, recruitment, customer support, and your legal team. Now, every little shortcut starts compounding. The navigation that seemed good enough is now slowing people down. The page builder that felt flexible has become impossible to keep consistent. The content structure no longer matches how the business works. Every update takes just a little bit longer. None of those problems happen overnight. They creep in quietly, which is why organizations often think, "Our website just feels harder than it used to." The website didn't get worse. The organization simply got more complex. That's a completely different problem. Now, here's the part I think our industry doesn't explain very well. Hiring professionals doesn't mean giving up control. Some agencies accidentally create that impression by building a site where every comma change requires a support ticket. I wouldn't want that either. When we build websites, they're built on a proper content management system, so your team owns it. You can log in, create pages, edit content, publish articles, and update products whenever you need. You're not dependent on us. But here's what's interesting. One of our clients is a large FMCG business. Their marketing team has complete access to the CMS, and they know how to use it. They absolutely could make most of the updates themselves, but they usually don't. Not because they can't, but because they don't want to. They're busy. They have campaigns to launch, stakeholders to manage, budgets, retailers, packaging, sales, and content approvals to worry about. The last thing they want is to spend half an hour updating three product pages. So they send us the request. Sometimes it's a 5-minute job, sometimes it's 20, or sometimes it's a batch of updates. We do it, we send it back, and everyone moves on with their day. That's not dependency, that's delegation. There's a big difference. It's the same reason most people could probably service their own car, paint their own house, or do their own bookkeeping. Capability isn't really the question. Time is, focus is, opportunity cost is. I think that's the part people often overlook when they're comparing DIY with hiring professionals. They compare the cost, but they don't compare the distraction. And for busy marketing and communications teams, distraction is expensive. The other thing you're really buying isn't the website. You're buying thousands of decisions you never have to think about. Content models, search, accessibility, performance, SEO, navigation, governance, how new pages should work, and how future campaigns should fit into the system. None of those things are particularly exciting, but together, they determine whether your website gets easier to manage every year or harder. So when does DIY make sense? Honestly, more often than agencies like mine probably admit, but when your website becomes business infrastructure, when multiple people rely on it, when campaigns depend on it, and when content keeps growing, that's usually the point where bringing in professionals starts paying for itself. Not because your team can't do the work, but because they probably have better things to do. I think that's an important distinction. The goal shouldn't be to make clients dependent on their agency. It should be to build a website that gives them options. Update it yourself, send it to us, or mix the two. whatever fits your team this week. Because the best websites aren't the ones that require experts forever. They're the ones that keep working, regardless of who's sitting at the keyboard. Thank you for indulging us in today's shallow deep dive. We hope you'll join us for the next one. Until then, take care.